In our previous year, we discussed the different situations that our Gemara identified where one may say something which wasn't 100% true. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Tov Rei Samach Aleph teaches us, Api she'amru, im omru adam l'marit masech deploini, yochaloi meloi l'marati, even though if they ask a person, did you learn a certain masechta, he could say, I didn't learn it. Im ish emesu she'ena b'da b'sheker, if he's an honest person that never says something which is not true, tochen loimer min lav hein mehein lav, it can't be that he should say yes when the answer is supposed to be no. The answer should be no when the answer, yes when the answer is, when the, no when the answer is supposed to be yes. Ela yishtoik, he should remain silent, or yafligein bedvar acherim, change the subject. And then he continues, kol dover shein adam roitzel lahoidus v'yidei bedover, whenever a person doesn't want to admit that he's aware of something, he could say, I know, but I don't want to tell you. And so too does the Orchis Tzadikim say, whatever Chazal said, one could say something which isn't 100% accurate. Im yoch lasois shaloi yishaker, hu toiv yoisim ashi shaker. If you could do it without saying something not true, that's preferable. Kigoy, im shoyin lo yodei atam masechta ployness. If you're asked, do you know a certain masechta? Yoshev, the way you should answer, v'chiyat sovish any day, do you think I know it? V'm yoch l'sal k'shoyin b'in shlo yishaker. If you could somehow change the subject, hu toiv mo'oid. And so too, do all the mefarshim say, sheker should always be avoided. The Ben Yoyada says that the Rashi Tevis of the word Emes are Ushpiza Mesechta Tashmish, to teach us that even in these subjects that our Gemara says a person can maybe be Mishana, what's better to do is not to be Mishana. And certainly, one should never be Mishana in any other situation. I saw that the Ma'ore Naim says that the Pasuk in Amos says, Ashloishe Pish Yisrael Val Arba Lo Yishivena. So he says Pishad in the Pasuk like this, that if somebody is Mishana, if somebody deviates from 100% truth, only Ashloisha by the three subjects that were mentioned in our Gemara, that's fine. He's still a push, Ashloisha Pishe Yisrael. He's still a Yisrael. But if he's Arba, if there's already a fourth situation, Lo Yashivenu, that's already not acceptable. And I saw that Chazal teach us how important the Midah of Emes is. The first three words of the Torah are Bereishis Bara Elokim. And if you take the last letters of Bereishis Bara Elokim, you end up with Emes. And if you look at this last three words that the Torah uses by Maaseh Bereishis, is Bara Elokim Lasois. Again, Emes. And the Mashal in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph Divrei HaMaskil B'loi Zamnei, takes it one step further even. He says, if something isn't 100% true, it's a drop off from the truth. So you take the aleph, that little 1%, off MS, and what are you left with? You're left with mace. Not only is MS required, But if it's not 100% emes chas v'shalom, then it's just the opposite. Then you end up with a terrible situation. You end up with mace. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, teaches us a fantastic story. Rava once said that there's nobody in the world that always speaks only the truth. Said Rav Tumyumi, when he heard Rava's comment, that if they gave me all the money in the world, I would never say anything but the truth. So he says, I once came to a town, the name of the town was Kushta. Kushta means emes. And in that city, nobody ever said anything but the truth. And because in that city, everybody only said the truth, the Malach HaMavos was never able to have any ability in that town. And nobody died before they were supposed to die in that town because they were makpid on the Midas HaEmes. Says the Gemara, Rav Tavyumi married a woman from that city, and he had two children, two sons from that woman. So he says, one day my wife was washing her hair, and one of our neighbors knocked on the door to want to enter our home to speak with my wife. And Rav Tavyumi felt that his wife, her hair wasn't covered. It wasn't the time for the neighbor to enter the home. So he said, my wife's not at home. So he said it only with the best of intentions. But says the Gemara, immediately two of his children passed away and they didn't let him remain in that city. He said it with the best of intentions. But in that city, the only thing that's accepted is the truth and nothing but the truth. And like the Mashal says, if it's a drop off from the truth, it's not emes, it's mace. And somebody who wants to be mizdabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that chois moishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes, has to be 100%, has to be 100% emes. And the Mefarshim in our Gemara take this concept a step further. Our Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda b'Shmuel, b'hani tlas mili avdi rabbanan de mishana b'milayu. So the Kikoyin de Yoina makes an observation. He says, if we look at the wording of the Gemara says, avdi rabbanan b'hani de mishana b'milayu. The Gemara is saying that it was common in these situations for Talmid HaChacham to change the wording. It doesn't mean that the Gemara is teaching us that one should always do so. The Gemara is saying, as we explained extensively in our previous shiurim, that under certain circumstances, you're allowed to say something, you're allowed to mesechta, shpiza, paraya. And if you did say something which wasn't 100% accurate, you don't lose your shame Talmud Chacham. You don't lose your category of being a Tzuvim Rabbanan. But not to mean that they should do so. It's only being Dandan Lekaf Schus. And moreover, the Ben Yoyada says, look at the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Mishmu Bahani Tlas Mili Avidi Rabbanan. It says, what does the Gemara mean with the word avidi? It means to say that they don't say an outright lie. What they do is they say things, they say it in a way that it can be understood in more than one way. And the truth of the matter is, says the Ben Yoyada, we have a precedent for that from Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Satan asked Moshe Rabbeinu, where is the Torah? Hechen Torah shnasatulcha kodesh baruch hu, Torah shnasatulcha kodesh baruch hu, hechen hi. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu respond? Omaloi, ma ani shi'itin li ha-kodesh baruch hu Torah. Who am I that the kodesh baruch hu should give me the Torah? So he didn't say outright, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give me the Torah. He said it in a way that it could be maybe misunderstood. But he never said something that was an outright untruth. He said it in a way that could be misunderstood. And indeed, the Sultan understood based on the way he understood when Moshe Rabbeinu said that he didn't get the Torah. And furthermore, says the Anaf Yosef, that's why Al Gemara uses the wording Mishan Milehu. Milahu doesn't say Avidi the Mishakri. Avidi the Mishakri would mean that they lie. They don't lie. They just say it Mishan Milahu. They say it in a way that could be misunderstood. But not Chas V'Sholem that they ever say an outright lie. Because, as we're explaining, Chos Moshe L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes.